The award itself, it was presented there a couple of weeks ago. It was the first biodiversity conference in this country. It was a national award, so I was delighted to get it. It's, I suppose, it is recognition of the work that has been going on here in a couple of years of that. The section that I won was what was called Local Biodiversity Champion. There was a couple other people in for that, and they had wonderful projects as well. There was a Pádraic Fahy from Westport Tidy Towns, and there was a Fergal O'Cinneilla from over in Galway, and they two wonderful projects as well. So I was very lucky won the section.
Tell me a little bit about your entry. Tell me what made it successful.
I think it was the range of habitats that I have on the farm, and the fact that I'm sharing those with the public and bringing people around the farm on tours, and it's kind of educational tour. So people are learning a little bit more about what's around and about them that they mightn't have, you know, come across before, or they mightn't have come across when they were in school.
Tell me how initially you decided to get in and embrace biodiversity and indeed go organic, because traditionally around here, like a lot of other farmers, this would have been a traditional farm that would have been used mainly for producing beef.
Yeah, and we're still producing beef. We're not doing anything different under the organic than what we were doing all along. When we went into the organic, we became more aware, and went into the reps at the same time, we became more aware of the habitats that we had on the farm. When we found out a little bit about them, some of them, we'll say like this area bog down here, we found out how that's very scarce in Europe. And even though we'll say locally, you know, there's maybe not as much value left on bog as there should be, if you have some European visitors here, they get very excited about this. And the fact that you're, you know, the work that you're doing on it and restoring it. In terms of agricultural value, you're not getting a payment on those areas of bogs, which is a pity, because that's doing an awful lot of public good for the environment that's not being recognised in farm payments.